Testing 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 10. His mother. In his mother's house. I don't talk a lot about his mother, my ex-wife.
Your mom.
Out of respect for her privacy.
And to not implicate her in my interpretation.
But one of the things I feel the most guilt about is our conflict. And how I made that part of my children's reality. That.
Big people should have their shit together.
And although I tried to keep things generally copacetic, that wasn't always the case, and we had some really that we were in court fighting over custody.
Adults should have their shit together. Adults should have their shit together.
Trying to hash out schedules, money was a big issue, as it is with everybody. Eventually I got my shit more together. I went to college. I got a really solid job.
I learned to do a few things people actually wanted. I used my good job to fund my shenanigans. My creative work.
I played music in nightclubs.
I used
that job to fund my
shenanigans.
Performance work.
I assumed a veneer of respectability. The stability of the job
gave me
insurance,
regular money where I could take care of my kids. Apartment, feeding her cats.
Just like you, I'm just an animal.
Just like you, I'm just an animal.
It's funny how we have extensions.
Our pets, our cats, our dogs, our possessions. Those things
wouldn't
exist in the same way unless unless they were linked to other things.
Lives of people. Like the guitar that I left for you.
I think of all the missing links, all the relationships and
that I left
sentences
that you didn't say,
moments, laughter, tears that my son would have had,
the guitar
could have had,
to the lives of people that you didn't play.
Maybe I can go so far as to say should have had.
That you could have played the tears.
That you could have
shed.
I've become more accepting of the fact that
I saw your bike.
I'm not owed anything.
I saw your bike.
From life or
your heavy bag.
People or situations. So many that I haven't internalized.
That you haven't played.
When I was playing today,
thinking,
I was thinking,
as I always do, about you. My son and I used to play guitar a lot. That's my train.
What I would say to him,
take your own advice.
And now I listen to that in terms of what I should do.
Take your own advice. That's my train.
I'm trying to do what I would have told you.
Take your own advice. Take your own advice.
Learning the melodies of a tune in two different places.
Teach yourself.
Low and high, if the melody will accommodate it.
But you're not here.
Learn the melody very well.
Take your own advice.
Learn it very well,
son.
Octaves, if the melody will accommodate it, and usually it does.
It usually does. It usually does.
Increase the intensity of a melody.
Take your own advice. Take your own
and then
advice.
Chord melody.
Seven or eight tunes that you chose.
They chose me.
That you chose.
Nail down the melodies.
Take your own advice.
Internalize them. Analyze them.
I went too far.
Sang along with them.
I should have known.
Really felt them.
I should have known.
Listened. For some reason today I feel sad. Maybe because I was in his room. I left him a guitar when he was last here. It's a guitar that I played
when I
It's a guitar that I played.
An extension. A piece of my history. Going back.
I never retrieved it from his room.
A part of you.
Lost.
A part of you.
I haven't been there since you. beginning the fourth year. Photograph of him in that room and some books that he was reading.
Those books are an extension. Those books are an extension of his mind. Of his mind. What he thought. Books you read.
I had the
honor and pleasure.
My son living with me.
Truth I was policing.
But he went freely between our little apartment and his mother's really nice house.
Too freely.
Her house has a pool and lots of room and a huge TV.
I have pictures.
Birds and nature. There was a fucking bear there the other day.
Of you and your sister.
My daughter was up there working and taking care of the property.
Right on the pool side.
The last time I had been up there, it had something to do with him.
It was his memorial. It was his memorial.
I would go over there and pick him up.
Let's go.
I should have known something was wrong, because the last time I went over there to get him was his last stay here. His mother was distracted with something.
I should have known.
He hadn't eaten. It was already like something ridiculous, like 3 o'clock
in the afternoon.
And I said, you don't need somebody to cook for you.
I should have known.
Make your own food, get up.
I should have known.
Let's get moving, we got shit to do. The shit that we had to do was playing frisbee and sparring and playing guitar.
Last day before he left. It was magical.
It was a vacation time. Before he went back to college.
I was so proud.
On that day, I wanted to show the guitar method I figured out.
I should have known. I should have known. I should have known. That afternoon,
that was our last day together.
I guess he was partying with his friends, which, you know, sounded cute. Sounded
like a veneer.
Like, yeah, that's great that you're getting some time. He was connecting with this girl who was the daughter of people I know and a lovely young lady.
I should have known.
So I wrote it off like, well, you know. He's 23 and hanging with his friends and had a few beers.
It was cloud nining.
I am not one who's cool with people getting fucked up or drinking too much or doing stupid shit. I'm not. I never have been. It's not something I think is of value.
I taught that to my son.
You don't overdo it because that's foolish.
That's foolish.
It's a waste of a night.
I was thinking
recently that I have overdone it many times. I have gone too far.
Many times.
I have done things wrong. Drank too much, drove too fast, lied, stole.
More than that.
Used drugs, sold drugs.
I sold drugs.
Too far.
I've gone too far.
straight, I preached moderation.
You discovered,
which is a hard thing to determine until you've gone too far.
Basic philosophy. Basic philosophy. That is my train. Does it matter how you go too far?
Opioids, meth, heroin, those are all really fucking stupid.
I don't know how else to say it.
Over the waterfall.
You're being used.
Running into traffic type drugs.
Used. You're part of a business model.
Death drugs. I found that guitar.
It was in the closet.
In the dark for 4 years.
It was in the closet. I found the guitar.
Just reached into this closet.
Into the darkness.
And I felt the case. And I pulled it out. Examined the instrument. Was untouched. He didn't play it.
I could tell he hadn't played it.
That crossed my mind when I was with him. That
last trip.
He's not playing any of the guitars. He's preoccupied. He seemed really happy. And I know friends can take up that space, and it can be a lot of fun, and I didn't want to.
I should have known.
Bum him out there like I wanted him to have a good time. That day when he hadn't eaten or made himself breakfast,
something crossed my mind.
I just knew something was off. And I had to get back to
the city
and work.
I had an agenda.
Because I wasn't on vacation per se. I had taken some days off to be with him.
Heroin makes people lie.
That might have been the last day I saw him. I can't exactly remember right now. And it doesn't matter anyway. Those details are not so important.
Heroin makes people lie. I should have known.
Because it shouldn't have been the last time.
Heroin makes people die.
I felt this
blue
come over me, listening to the bird out
behind the house. His mother's house is nestled in the woods. It was a place for you and your sister.
It's one of the nicest little environments you can imagine.
The woods.
And I was just thinking how much it sucked that he didn't stick around.
How else can I put it? Heroin makes people lie.
To enjoy a moment like we were having.
Could I have saved him?
Yesterday, the day before. In this beautiful environment.
How else can I put it? Could I have saved him?
Or any environment. Which can be made beautiful by one's attitude. How you work it.
Heroin makes people lie.
To a point, I suppose there are environments that are hard to overcome because
the adults are shitty.
They're infested with crime and drugs.
Ignorance and bullshit.
And danger. I'm in those environments too.
I was looking at the drug dealers just last night. Right down on the corner.
I didn't bring that guitar down to the city with me. I left it upstate in another location where I'll retrieve it later.
It's not important. Who's the last one?
It has his guitar strap on it, which was this thing with flames on it. Again, not important, but it just wasn't mine. It was his.
An extension of him.
And it must have been over his shoulder at one point.
On his body. Play it. I saw his bike and his heavy bag.
Those drugs take over and become your god. They become your sex. They become your food.
The worship of escapism. The worship.
I wrongly believed that what we had,
what he had,
far surpassed any
ignorance of the danger.
Confusion about that.
I should have known. He became a pawn in a business model of excess and automation.
I had a dream of him shooting up.
Does it matter what train you take?
Like I was inside his body. Riding him while he was having an inner dialogue with himself about,
I shouldn't do this.
This is against the code of my father. This is life destroying. I shouldn't do this.
He knew I shouldn't.
But doing it anyway.
Power of addiction.
I remember that addiction feeling with cigarettes and drinking. Pot, too.
Pot.
They say it's non-addictive. I don't know anybody who just smokes a little. I don't know anybody who just keeps smoking more.
Yeah.
Just like I did. It was never enough.
It's connection, negligence.
Always desiring that state change, that
it's a fucking scam.
I want to get to, you know, third base because second base is not.
It's never enough.
Third base.
It's a fucking scam.
Never satisfied.
Power. His mother's house.
Drugs make us that way. They make us dissatisfied with where we are because.
It has your room.
They have the power to change our state.
Which is empty. Which is empty. To know that.
Truth. That.
Your bike.
Our states are vastly better.
Your bike. Heavy bag.
When they're natural.
Heavy bag.
Is something people. Or that I only learned. After too much excess.
Collecting dust. In the garage.
So it's a weird.
This is a weird.
Where. I understand
why people get high. Power. Why people get high.
Why my son would do drugs because of the state change power.
It's a power of addiction. It's a fucking scam.
But I'm really sad that he did. Because
he became a pawn
of how deadly. Just like killing yourself. Sticking a needle into you, 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 sticking a needle into you.
Filled with
junk that was sold to you by some asshole.
You're a pawn.
Is just deadly.
That's why I'm sad. Shouldn't
Should I try to understand drug dealers? I don't have anyone to talk to like this.
Not like this.
This is how I would talk to my son.
Open. Honest.
When I'm feeling low, I would call him. And he would do the same.
Could I have saved him? Could if I knew him? If I knew. Was there too much power? Was there too much power?
It wouldn't be any more complicated than that. It would just be sharing. Because of him that I tried to be the best person I could be. I feared more for him, more for his safety.
Because of
the precariousness of my own life.
Your pawn.
How close I was so many times to
in a business model.
To death or danger.
It's a fucking scam.
I got lucky many times.
The times I went too far.
But there's no luck. Intravenous drug.
Play.
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 There's just
play.
There's just probability.
The times I went too far. Fucking scam.
And all drugs and
your pawn.
Fucking alcohol, all of it is just
in a business model.
Connection negligence.
In a business from assholes. It's pollution from assholes.
We all know this, but we like it. We like blotting out.
It's our religion.
We like it a lot. It helps us get through the day, not listen to our partners.
It's our religion.
Soften the blows.
It's our religion.
Make reality not reality.
To lie to ourselves and the people that
to ourselves
could save us.
And the people
to lie to ourselves
and the people that
could save us.
Drinking, smoking, fucked up relationships.
So
another kind of addiction.
They never helped. They never helped.
My mind or my playing of the music or studying.
It's a fucking scam. Or being a father. They made me a shitty adult.
They hindered it.
Kids intuitively smell rats.
Pot did not make me more creative.
Weed is a fucking scam. My city smells like weed. It's a fucking scam. My city.
Less creative. Less creative.
I tried to teach this to my son.
Not being able to do things.
I just couldn't lie to my son. I lied to myself. It's bullshit. Smoking.
Completely owned my singing.
To
design my gigs around my smoking. Stupid.
Stupid. It's addiction. I was a pawn.
And it's difficult because we don't want to make laws that tell people like, hey, you have to
stupid
do this and not this. We're supposed to be a free society. If you want to kill yourself, go ahead.
Be a fucking pawn.
Stupid.
Stupid.
It's killing yourself. And it's fucking over your kids and your parents and your loved ones and your pets and society, time, nature, history.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Yourself.
So there is something wrong with it.
He didn't stick around.
And yet.
You're cheating yourself. Because of addiction.
I have to agree that we do need to go too far.
We probably do.
And sometimes we do need to intoxicate.
It's our religion.
And to just be restricted is not the answer.
I tried to tell him.
I just wish my son had found some other way. Not heroin.
Not heroin. We probably do. Not heroin. Our species loves getting high.
The stupidest fucking drug anybody can take.
Not heroin.
And I put meth and crack and coke and
escaping.
Tobacco. And booze in that bag.
Cause it's all a dip
fucking stupid game. I miss my son so much.
Just fucks up your body.
I miss talking to him. I would have talked to him tonight.
Your spirit, your mind.
Instead I'm doing this. And I appreciate your ears, whoever you are.
That's my train.
Mr. Nobody.